Okay, let's do our best. Remember, everyone, just don't be yourselves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Unless your local government has given you other instructions, turn on the radio.
Welcome to 1-800-ASK-4-ASK.
No one has the right to subject listeners to vulgarity of any nature, and profanity is strictly forbidden.
Idiot! Anyway, I can't wait to play this next song. I played it last week. It's amazing. Brand new from Doves. This is called Pounding. This is amazing.
Did you ever take photographs of these boys naked?
Naked, you mean without any clothes?
And now...
Did you ever touch the naked body of an altar boy?
What do you mean by naked?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Our feature presentation.
One of my favorite interviews of all time.
I think the distinction was socks or no socks, yeah. Wasn't it, at that point?
They tracked this priest down, and he was living in Mexico.
Yes.
Because he'd been transferred from place to place to place. And you automatically know you have problems when the guy says, did you ever touch a naked boy? And he says, what do you mean naked? Right there you go. Well, okay, that answers yes.
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean naked? What do you mean? This is the strangest thing I've ever heard. And how is that your defense?
He was trying not to lie because he's a priest, I guess.
He was doing was much worse.
Yeah. Seems like.
What do you mean naked? Describe that. That's kind of like Bill Clinton days. I didn't have sex with her.
Right, right.
Because I don't consider that. I mean, basically, I just sat there. So that's not
smoked
sex.
A cigar.
Right. That can't be qualified. Morning, everybody. It is a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's a Tuesday morning. Speaking of which, there was a child porn ring out of Kingsport, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They arrested 72 people.
Wow.
And one of the guys that was in it apparently was stealing other people's Wi-Fi. He would pull out in front of your house.
Okay. I've done that.
You've done that?
On vacation with my parents in Lake Havasu. They didn't have any Wi-Fi.
Right.
So I would go down the street in their car and find someone who had open Wi-Fi.
Really?
And get online and do what I had to do.
Was it child porn?
No, it wasn't.
Wow, look at you. International outlaw.
What are you going to do?
So this dude apparently went to a church, though. And there was like a whole bunch of people in the church that he would get their addresses, make friends with them, and then show up just sitting across the street in his car with his laptop and use their wireless internet.
To get his porn?
To get online and to go to child porn sites.
And so that makes it impossible to track him?
They did. They eventually tracked him down. But yeah, I mean, I imagine it would look like it was coming from your house.
Yeah.
I imagine. So they, you know, the police must have come over and said, hey, let's check your computer. And I'm sure they have a way of making sure that those people didn't do it. But I don't know how they found out that it was a guy sitting in his car out in front of the house.
Yeah, well, maybe after 3 or 4 people, they start to connect the dots or something.
That could be.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, so basically he would make friends at church, and then he would just follow them home or drive over to the house at some time. And, you know, they'd come out to get the paper, and they'd go, hey, Bill, what are you doing? Just sitting here in my car.
Reading the paper?
I got a laptop there. Yeah, I'm just doing some work, that's all. Using your Wi-Fi. Is that still possible? Do they still have unsecured Wi-Fi?
Some people do.
As much as it used to be?
Not as much, but I think it depends on where you live, too.
So if you live someplace in an area where somebody, I guess...
People are maybe more trusting. You know those places where people don't lock their doors?
And then someone like you takes advantage of it because you're in... Where were you?
Lake Havasu. In the winter. That's when the old people are there.
So you
would... snowbirds.
So you would drive up and down the road and look
for... Yeah, I didn't have to go far. I went about 7 houses down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet. Was it the same place every time?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Once I found it.
Yeah.
I could have gone to Starbucks, I guess, but that was farther. Yeah, why?
Yeah, when you could sit out in front of somebody's house. Well, anyway, this guy finally got arrested, but child porn.
It's either really crafty or he's cheap as hell.
Or both.
Maybe both.
Yeah. Or maybe he just didn't want it to come from his
that's probably what it was.
IP address or whatever. I'm not sure exactly how they would track that down, but We should maybe we should do a topic from about people who what they've done on other people's internet.
That would be interesting.
Because you know, by the way, if you've done it, holy, that's
that
crazy.
Means everybody's done it.
Seriously.
Because I don't do anything first.
You're not an internet genius.
I'm not a technological wizard.
I love you, but you know, you have setbacks.
I do.
And
I struggle.
One of them is the internet.
Yeah, I know.
So if you can do it, anyone can do it.
Exactly.
So we might have to do that phone in topic. Nothing would be as bad as this. Where the dude was doing child porn, but
it would be interesting.
Stealing, you do see, like, when you're in a major city or something, you're in a hotel, you do see a bunch of different wirelesses that come up, you know, on your laptop.
Right.
But most of them are secured and you need a password. But not for Lisa. She's got a code that'll break it. So apparently she's...
I'm actually a hacker on the side.
She's stealing all of your secrets.
Wouldn't you be shocked?
That would be
if
awesome.
If I turned out to be a hacker.
And you were like in the defense department,
yeah.
And the Pentagon and the White House.
That would be the coolest.
Yeah, you'd be a lot cooler.
I would.
I got to be honest. You'd be a lot cooler.
You'd like me more.
You should try. You should try to get into that. So anyway, that's not what you want.
Mm.
That's not what you want. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? We have Morgan Spurlock.
Ah, always interesting.
I don't know if you have seen the ad for his new TV show. His new TV show that's on Hulu.
Oh, really?
Now, Hulu is a website where you can watch a lot of most TV shows and stuff like that. Now they have original series that are airing on Hulu.
That's really interesting.
So he is... he's doing A Day in the Life. That's the name of it. So he'll go, for example, the one that he tossed out was Richard Branson. What is it like to be Richard Branson for 24 hours?
I would like to know that.
So Richard Branson lets him follow him around and sit in meetings and watch just what his day's like. And he said that Richard Branson has over 300 companies.
Really?
Yes, which is mind-boggling. And so how does he keep up with all that? How does he, you know...
Oh, my God.
How many meetings a day must he have? He must be on the phone all the time. But he walks the streets like a normal person, and people come up to him all the time and talk to him. And so anyway, we're going to talk to Morgan Spurlock about that particular series. And that's fascinating, and I can't wait to see it, because you always wonder what a day in the life of a celebrity is like.
Absolutely.
And he's picked mostly celebrities, and then I guess he's going to take suggestions a little bit later on for other types of people. But what is it like to be a celebrity for a day? So we're going to talk to him today. We have a filmmaker named Stephen Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And he has done a documentary on the Kings of Leon, which is fascinating considering the recent problems that they've run into. With alcohol, they had to cancel some of their tours. And yeah. I wonder if he has any information on that, or if this is like a documentary probably shot a year ago and is editing.
Yeah, but these things don't happen overnight, right?
He doesn't become an alcoholic immediately?
Yeah, so he probably was starting to see some signs.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Interesting.
So we're going to talk to him about what it's like to be in Kings of Leon and where they came from. And what their lives are like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up today as well. We have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Very exciting.
Always good.
Added a couple of new stories to the wheel. We have way too many stories. That's the problem.
Animals are crazy.
Speaking of stories, we have Citizen of the Day, if I can say it. And there's some fascinating stories, including a car chase that's not involving a car.
Hmm.
It involves the police car. But the thing that the other person was driving, not a car. And it's one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
Okay.
Paula Abdul, I don't know if you heard yesterday in the showbiz, but apparently there was published a list of things that she made her assistant do. And it's nutty stuff. I mean, it's not just go get coffee or keep me organized or remind me that I have a meeting. It's remind me that I'm a gift.
Yeah, you know, does think she's a gift.
She thinks she's a gift. She says that she's a gift. And she makes her assistant tell her on a daily basis that she's a gift.
I buy this list. I watched that reality show with her religiously. She's crazy.
She's crazy.
And she would absolutely want someone to tell her that every day.
Yeah. But as part of the job description, there were like five points that the assistant had to do, and this is one of them that they had to tell her that she was a warrior.
That's right,
and that she was great, and that she made a difference, and that she was a gift. Always remind me that I'm a gift. So we've got that today. We've got beer mug in search of fried butter.
Woo! because he needs fried butter.
I got to tell you, I don't know if you have are aware of this trend or not, because I was not. But the fair has decided that everyone must die. So they pretty much deep fat fry everything.
It's a competition now every year to come up with something new and different and yummy.
They have deep fried Twinkies and deep fried Oreos, and just anything you can think of is deep fried.
Yeah.
And now they've gotten to the point where they take a stick of butter and might as well just shoot lard into your arms. I mean, that's ridiculous. And Beer Mug went in search for that. At a fair, and was able to actually find it.
Good choice.
Which was pretty nicely done.
Who would find it if not Beer Mug?
Beer Mug is the guy to send if you need that. And we also have tickets for our breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're going to give you a chance to win those tickets coming up as well. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. Ralph is back from Las Vegas alive.
Woo!
Live and well.
Woo!
Up or down? Up or down?
Up a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah,
made a couple hundred bucks.
Nice.
But more importantly, we were there for the Hollywood Babylon show that I did with Kevin Smith, and we sold out two shows in Las Vegas.
No kidding.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday nights, we were sold out at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip, not to be confused with the hotel and casino. But, yeah, about 350 people each show sold out.
That's pretty cool.
And it was cool to play Vegas. You see your whole life, entertainers doing shows in Las Vegas, and to be one of those guys on a very tiny scale. However, it was a very cool event. So
you and Kevin Smith are going to be the next Siegfried and Roy, man.
I like to think so.
To bring out a tiger.
Next Carrot Top, perhaps. That's what we aspire to, but it was a blast. And a lot of our listeners were there in force, so I appreciate that. I was gambling with many of them after the show.
Is that right?
Yes, and I did quite well
you
with
gave
them.
Gave a choice.
I'm a blackjack guy.
Blackjack.
Primarily, that's what I enjoy the most.
Right. Up 100 bucks is all you can ask for.
No, by the end of the weekend, it was about three. And then, you know, like that's what I had. That's what I took home, 300 extra bucks. But then, you know, you're tipping people and spending money and everything.
Sure.
So it's probably a little bit more than that, actually. But to not lose, which is such a rarity for me.
It is, yeah.
Was just the cherry on top.
Yeah, so. But see, that's the problem is when you win, now that'll keep you losing for...
Oh, yeah.
You'll go back now for 10 times
next
in a row.
Next six trips, I'm going to expect another adventure like that.
And so. Even if you don't get it, then you go, well, next time.
Well, certainly. Look, obviously, this was a one-off. This was odd that I didn't win, because usually, obviously, I'm born to win in
I'm
Vegas.
A winner.
I have that DNA in me.
I win.
Yeah.
Winning.
See Charlie at the Juggalos, by the way?
I heard about it.
I did see that,
see the video? Oh,
on TMZ.
Him being pelted with cans and bottles and stuff.
That was sweet.
They have great taste. Those Juggalos.
They do.
They did the same thing to Tila Tequila, and now Charlie Sheen. They don't cotton to fools over there.
Yeah. But he
those
seemed,
insane clown posse
he seemed
fellas.
To take it relatively well.
Because his arrogance and ego knows no bounds. He can't even interpret being pelted with garbage as a negative. He thinks somehow he's still winning.
Does he think that like that's part of the show?
I think he thinks he's in on the joke.
Yeah.
It's remarkable how he can't take... booing and throwing things, and even during his tour, people were screaming. Didn't deter him in the least. He just kept going, thinking he was Charlie Sheen.
He is.
That's his problem, I think, right there. He was in Arizona, apparently, over the weekend, working out with one of the pro ball clubs there for the next Major League movie.
Oh, good.
He was there at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona last weekend. Working out for the next Major League movie, he said. Pitching and taking batting practice. Here's the thing. As far as anyone knows, there's no next Major League movie in the works. But he keeps saying, oh, yeah, I'm doing another Major League. Yeah, millions, millions, making a movie, Major League. And no one has heard anything about a Major League movie.
So he's talking about it as if it's happening, and there's no other person saying, yes, we've got a script.
Right. It's like you going out on a golf course and just hitting balls saying, I'm going to be in the Tiger Woods story.
Right.
It's apparently, it's just made up out of whole cloth. He's magical. So, before I get to the other news stories, I do have some very cool tickets to give away. This is above and beyond, really. Usually I give away passes to movies and that kind of stuff. But this is what we're calling the ultimate one-day Hollywood experience. And the reason we're calling it the ultimate one-day Hollywood experience is because you will score a pair of passes to the Kevin and Bean screening of the movie One Day.
Ha!
How do we do it?
But then you also get dinner for two and a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Pretty cool.
All right.
So that's a one-day Hollywood experience.
Sounds like a couple of days worth of entertainment.
It is. Well, if you'd like to go, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First two callers through will get a pair of passes and dinner and tickets to Universal Hollywood Studios. The movie's everywhere, August the 19th. So if you don't win, you'll still be able to check it out. But this is the one that stars Anne Hathaway, which right there, I'm all for.
Yeah.
Is there, we got the beat? We got the bell in operation? Is the bell around? What the hell's going on? I leave for one day and the whole place just goes to pieces.
What's going on? Muggs is here. That's what's going on.
Anne Hathaway, Jim Sturgess. You can go to experienceonedaygot.com for more information. But this is an interesting film. The love story takes place over a lifetime.
Okay.
It's like these people meet when they're very young, and then you see them for the next 20 years, how they keep missing each other and how the relationship works and doesn't work. So.
And are they together at the end?
I'm guessing.
Probably. Or
seeing
why
that
do
this
it?
Is a Hollywood love story, yeah. There's an excellent opportunity that they learn an important lesson about life and love. By
that Anne Hathaway, she must get naked. Isn't that pretty much the case now?
She sure seems to enjoy it.
She really just has to, in every movie, she somehow works it in.
I'm hoping she gets naked as Catwoman in the new Batman movie. I'm looking forward to that. Ah, it's a good day to be alive, people. We have seen the end of Kate Gosselin on television.
No kidding.
Yay. It's all over. TLC Network pulled the plug yesterday on Kate Plus 8. No more Kate Gosselin and her 8 Rugrats on our television screens.
How about that?
It's pretty spectacular.
I wonder how she's going to make money now, because I think that was her sole income.
That and Dancing with the Stars and all the other hoary things she was doing, yeah. So, oh, I'm sure we won't see the last of her in tabloids and whatnot, but...
Sure.
At least that show's off the air. People Magazine says, TLC reported they are pulling the plug, but they may periodically check in with the family with specials in the future.
Well, that would be so good to see.
You know, that show really just dissolved after their divorce. Once he wasn't around anymore and they weren't sort of America's super family, everyone kind of lost interest. So I'm happy to see that.
She's not super likable.
She's not.
And he sort of was before they got divorced.
Then became a douchebag.
And afterwards you go, he's worse than her.
Him and his Affliction t-shirts and whatnot, hanging out in Vegas. Now I think he's roofing someplace. Seriously, he's like banging shingles. And that's not a euphemism.
Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations to Jessica Alba. She had her second baby this week. She
journey announced back to her pre-baby weight, probably.
Yes, exactly, yes. And she's filming a movie as we speak. She announced the birth the old-fashioned way on Facebook, of course. That's so much better than that modern Twitter way of doing things. Facebook harkens us back to a kindler, simpler age, I think. When
the old days.
We used to get our groceries down at the general store and ride our ponies into the meadow. She welcomed little Haven Warren to the world. Haven.
Haven.
Haven and Honor.
Love it.
They're two girls, Haven and Honor Warren. So congratulations to them.
They're doing the right thing as celebrities by naming their kids effed up names.
They are. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Kathy Lee Gifford.
Ugh.
Kevin loves her. He watches her and Hoda every day on the Today Show. Can't get enough of Hoda and Kathy Lee.
We have a morning show meeting in there, and they just leave that on. I guess they're watching that channel before. Yeah. And I got to tell you, every story that comes up makes me want to punch me in the face for watching.
She's 58 years old. Her husband, legendary footballer and sportscaster Frank Gifford, also celebrates his birthday today. He's 81.
Wow.
He cannot wait to die being married to her, right? He's just counting the days.
I wonder who gets more attention on their birthday.
Oh,
which of those two?
Director James Cameron's 57 years old. Actress Angela Bassett is 53. Madonna, also 53 years old today. There are photos of her this weekend with her new 24-year-old boyfriend, by the way.
That's how she rolls.
That's how she rolls.
She doesn't get a bell, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Not unless you're giving leather a bell.
Yeah. Not unless you're
a leather
unless
bell.
Bang a mummy. Timothy Hutton is 51 years old today. You watch that Leverage over there on TNT? That's a good show, that Leverage.
I've been taping it.
I really enjoy it.
Haven't had time to get to it.
Steve Carell's 49 years old. Cam Gigande celebrates his 29th birthday. And singer Grayson Chance, the... young singer that Ellen DeGeneres discovered on the internet and is trying to tell us is worth our listening to, even though he's not. He's 14 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up, we have the Citizen of the Day. We've got some great stories for you with that. We've got Morgan Spurlock on the program today. And Beer Mug goes to the OC Fair looking for butter. What is it? Fried butter.
Yeah.
A stick of butter that they now fry and then they give to you to eat, which does not sound healthy. the showbiz story yesterday was that Paula Abdul, who, as you know, has an assistant. I don't know if you watched her TV show, her reality show, but she has an assistant and she's constantly firing them and rehiring.
Those poor assistants.
And she considers every single assistant her best friend because she doesn't have any friends.
That is true.
Which is really kind of sad. But there was a list of demands that were given out that she demands of her assistants, what they have to do on a daily basis. So it's been a while since we've caught up with her. I know she's going to be a judge on X Factor when that comes on.
Mm-hmm.
But Paula Abdul's on the phone with us now. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Kevin Bean Holly. Good morning.
How are you today?
I am standing in the path of greatness and waiting for happiness to come by in a trolley.
Okay. You are a warrior, a survivor, and a gift.
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm a warrior. I'm a survivor. And I'm a gift.
Right.
And I like to be told that.
Okay. So that gets us into the list of what your assistant has to do.
I call him my friend.
Your friend, right.
Uh-huh.
But it's your assistant.
My personal friend.
It's your 24-hour assistant.
Friend,
okay.
Yes.
Always have a tape recorder going because you don't trust your own conversations.
No, sometimes I'm not speaking as goodly as I'm thinking. And so I like to have the recording so I can go back and remind myself what I said to someone. I'm a gift.
So is this like for legal reasons in case you're negotiating? Or
I don't remember so good what sometimes I am saying.
Oh, okay.
So it's like having someone remind you what you said.
I see. So
but it's me reminding me what I said.
On tape.
One second, it's time for breakfast.
What are you having?
I'm having cereal.
Sounds like hard cereal.
It's called Vicabit. I love it.
I need to try that cereal. That sounds good.
You haven't had that cereal, Kevin.
No.
I don't hear any milk needed, huh?
Don't need it.
How about that?
Just swallow them down.
Okay. Point number two is that your assistant is supposed to check the TiVo for any mention of you.
Yes.
And then take every single mention on a daily basis and burn it to a DVD.
Yes.
So that you can then go through and watch all mentions.
Yes. Listen, I am a gift.
Right.
And I have to be constantly aware of what the people are saying about the gift. And so it's my job. I am a personality. I have to know what is being publicly said.
Right. But can't you just watch the TiVo? I mean, why...
Time for breakfast.
You just had breakfast.
No, this is the other one. This is Oxio. This is my new favorite cereal.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because you have said on many different occasions that you have never taken painkillers.
I don't take painkillers.
Okay, killers.
Shut up. All right, you do.
Shut up, Omar. All right.
I take painkillers sometimes. I don't take painkillers. Because I just have cereal in the morning. Like, this is a good one, too.
Is this another
You're
one?
Having another
this
cereal?
Is Count Percocet. Very crunchy. I like it.
Count Percocet.
And this is Norco Pebbles. This is good.
Mix all your cereal together.
It's tasty.
Now, your assistant is also supposed to go through your email, both business and family. And answer it, quote, in your voice.
Right. Answer as I would answer.
Okay.
But more coherently.
Okay, I see. Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
And then the final one we already mentioned, constantly remind you. And this is written down for your assistant.
Well, they might forget.
Constantly remind you that you're a warrior.
Yeah.
Okay, now, if you don't mind my asking, how are you a warrior?
I can open these bottles all by myself.
No, that doesn't take... Warrior skills.
Oh, this is a good
What's
one.
That one?
Demerol Toast Crunch.
I need to shop where you shop.
Oh, it's great. It's just called the pharmacy.
You're a warrior, you're a survivor, and finally, you are indeed a gift.
And I keep on giving.
Yeah.
As long as you keep on giving me little pills.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, your chance to win tickets for our breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right.
We announced this yesterday. It's a super secret location. You can be there with us. You get to ask the band questions. You get to hear some live music. It's a great time. So your tickets are coming up very soon. Keep listening for that. But first...
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
And you can go to kevinandbean.com if you'd like more information, including some of the videos that were put up of the news of these stories. The first one is Detectives release image of Ninja Turtle mask used in Wendy's robbery.
Oh, really?
So Marathon County apparently is in Wisconsin. Detectives have released the image of the type of mask. So they don't have any, you know, surveillance footage or anything. They just show one of the masks of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, okay.
And said he was wearing something like this.
Right.
So they were hiding in a Wendy's when people showed up to open up the restaurant. And they had a gun and they had duct tape. And they duct taped the people together and they demanded pizza. Now, I understand that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles love pizza. I get that. That they love pizza and they're super excited about pizza. But this was a Wendy's.
They don't have pizza, right?
They don't make pizza that I'm aware of.
They had guns?
They had one gun, yes.
Wow.
And then they taped their hands together and then they ran out with the money and apparently has so far have gotten away with it. But they demanded pizza.
That's hilarious.
And it's a Wendy's. So that's funny and all, but maybe that's not exactly what they wanted.
I wonder if they have this going.
They were heroes in a half shell. How did that ever happen? That's a time. That's
nice
a discussion for another.
Mask, yeah.
That's a topic for another time. No, even just the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. How did that ever happen? The stupidest woman in the world is called the Botox Bandit. She went in to get some Botox, and you know how you go into the doctor's office and they say, "Here's 7,500 pieces of paper.
Right.
Fill out all of your information. So you give them your home address." And you give them your insurance if you have it.
Social Security number,
phone number,
right.
Cell number, any possible way of getting a hold of you. Perhaps the next person they should call in case of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
She took a before picture. And then she ran out with $780 worth of Botox.
Whoa.
So
are you kidding?
It wasn't that hard to track her down.
Because she
filled out all the information before stealing.
All the right information.
And took a before photo. So she has they have a photo of her face. And by the way, she already has like giant goofy looking clown lips.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's addicted.
This is before that she stole the Botox. So it was pretty easy for them to track her down as she had given them all of the information that she had on paper before actually running out of the office. I'm not sure if she thought of that as she was running out or if it just hit her. Maybe
she just saw that Botox and said, I have to have it.
This is ridiculous. And finally, police chase shirtless man in a forklift. Now, I love police chases because you never know what's going to happen. There's all kinds of weird things happen. There was a tank that got chased down in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And remember the dude that got out and he was wearing a dress?
I totally remember that guy.
All kinds of weird stuff that happens in the way these things can end. But this is a forklift, and it's not like it's not a typical forklift. Go to KevinandBean.com if you'd like to see it. There's a picture of it, and there's also video of it running from the police. Now, forklifts are normal. This is one of those that is the giant arm that lifts it way up.
Like a cherry picker?
Yes,
almost?
Yes. Like they're going to fix a street light or something.
Okay.
And it goes, I don't know, 3 miles an hour? 2 miles? I don't know.
Like I could walk next to it?
If you watch the news clip closely, there are people walking alongside the road keeping up with the forklift. And they're not, you know, it's not like they're stressing and trying to walk fast. They're kind of slowing down and take a smoke break. And the police are just barely rolling behind it.
That's the best.
But some dudes that apparently had a video camera with them were videotaping. And they were giving us a little play-by-play. And you can get this video up at KevinandBean.com as well as they watched the slow speed chase.
Holy dude. We're going slow. He's drinking?
He just opened another one.
This is like code 3. Where are the cops at?
All right, so he's drinking, he's shirtless, and he's driving one of those giant cherry picker forklifts.
He's having a heck of a day.
Dude, he's chugging beer, throwing them out.
Now he's throwing out the cans.
He was drinking a beer. Yeah. He has no shirt on it. He's on a rampage.
He took the beer can and threw it at the cop car. This is a bold, bold move from a guy who's on a vehicle that goes 3 miles per hour.
He's probably on crack or something.
Watch if he picks the cop car up.
If he does something to the cop car, they're going to take him out. They'll
kill him.
They will. Because he's got a forklift, you know.
I guess he could do some damage.
He could. I don't know if he could pick up a cop car with that or something, but they were filling in all the blanks for what could be happening as if they were reporters.
He's flipping them off.
Flips them off.
We got a low-speed chase on our hands.
I'm letting him go, dude. Stop.
So they finally had to pull him over and tase him. Take him to the ground. But that, for my money,
oh, that's the best.
Is the Kevin and Bean Citizen of the Day right there.
Now you know Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Morgan Spurlock about a new series that he's doing called A Day in the Life, where he hangs out with a celebrity.
Mm.
First one, I think, is Richard Branson.
Mm.
And wait till you hear about Richard Branson's day.
Boring.
F him.
Boring.
Fun as nothing, sitting around, eating Twinkies all day, watching Judge Judy. That's what I'm guessing his day is like.
Normally.
Oh.
But this one, he loaded up. That's what he does.
Really interesting day.
Because, you know, he flies back from America, and then he's having lunch with his wife and the Queen and President Obama.
Sure, you can follow me after today. Let's do
right
Thursday of next week, I think, would be good.
And every other day he's playing video games, but that day he loads up pretty heavy.
It must have looked good.
So we'll talk to him coming up. Plus, is there such a thing as fried butter? If you've been to the state fair in any state, you know the answer is yes.
Oh, sorry.
Damn it.
Fried,
a 50-50 chance.
A stick of butter. Deep fat fried.
Listen, how does the butter not melt when it goes in the hot fryer?
It's death on a stick.
You're not listening to me.
I do.
How does the butter not melt when it goes into the super hot fryer?
Well, first of all, it's frozen. But second of all,
and then they bread it.
Cold to hot.
They bread it.
But right, second of all,
did they bread it with asbestos?
No.
Then I'm thinking the heat is going to get through to the stick of butter.
Second of all, it does.
Asbestos? Well, that does sound unhealthy.
Second of all, it does melt. For the most part, but they cover it with all kinds of breading and honey, and it just sounds like death on a stick.
I don't think you're telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth.
I think butter would melt in a fryer. That's what I'm telling you.
All right, well, that's...
Look, I leave it on my... it melts when I leave it on the countertop in my kitchen.
It does
melt. It's not a 4,000-degree fryer.
I can't help you. I don't make it.
If you bite into it, it just pours out all over your hand.
I don't make it.
Listen, I need details.
You'll have them.
All right. Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? It's Tuesday. That means new DVD, CDs, and TV on DVD in stores today. Something Borrowed with Kate Hudson and John Krasinski. I vaguely remember this as being a romantic comedy, and then that's all I got.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Jennifer Goodwin was in it from Big Love. I think she was also a part of this.
And I love John Krasinski, but the reviews were so horrible.
That you didn't go?
I didn't go.
Well, you can check that out if you're so inclined. Jane Eyre, the most recent film version of that legendary book, starring Mia Wasikowska. She was Alice in Alice in Wonderland. You may remember her.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Fassbender also in this version. Hoodwinked 2. Hood vs. Evil, sequel to the popular animated Hoodwinked film, is available on DVD today. The Bang Bang Club, starring Ryan Phillippe and Malin Ackerman.
The Bang Bang Club?
Do not remember the film at all either. You know what the problem is? They're releasing too many movies, and I can't remember them all.
But we pay attention to movies. That's part of our job.
Priest, with Paul Bettany, Carl Urban.
Loved it.
You can check that out if you missed it on DVD. On CDs today, The Merry-Go-Round by Jewel. Her new CD drops today. And Jeff Bridges, his new CD. His only CD, as far as I know.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Because it's probably some of that country BS.
It's
you hate country music.
But his is like folk more than... It's not like that. It's more low-key sort of folk music. And I loved his work in Crazy Heart. And apparently he's working with all the guys from the... who did the music for that film as well. So
not interested.
Check out Jeff Bridges if you're a fan. TV on DVD, Dexter, the fifth season, is available just in time for you to catch up before it starts again in October.
Get that and watch it.
And Spin City Season 5.
Finally.
If you finally want to catch up with Spin City Season 5, there's your opportunity.
How does that happen? How does it not either come out before or
I
not ever come out?
There's a list of shows that need to be released on DVD, and they just get to them when they get to them.
Wow.
They had to hurry up and, you know,
wait.
Put out the bugaloos first, so they had to wait. Bobby Flay might have to give a little something to the producers of Entourage.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, since he's been mentioned, have you been watching Entourage this season?
On and off, yes.
Ari Gold's soon-to-be ex-wife, he separated from his wife. She is now dating Bobby Flay, the restaurant king.
And so since they've been mentioning his restaurants on Entourage, business has blown up.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Bobby will be filming a guest shot on the show as the owner of a fictional restaurant in Los Angeles called Flay's. And now he's in the planning stages of actually opening a real place because it seems to be taking off.
Why not?
Good for Bobby Flay. You know, Kevin Smith and I were in Vegas this weekend doing a live version of our podcast. And we said, you know, we got a lot of balls taking this on the road. I mean, it's one thing to do it live in Los Angeles, where we both live. And the podcast is pretty popular, so there's a reason for that. But we really thought it was sort of a leap for us to take it on the road and start doing road shows.
Not to mention all of the, you know, the slot, the technical stuff that you bring along with you.
Yeah,
it seems
yeah.
difficult.
But we just thought it was sort of, we're glad we did it, but it really was kind of ballsy of us to even think there would be an audience out there for us on the road. We're doing Texas, you know, in a week and a half. We're going to do, we're doing Houston and San Antonio. We're really sort of, it's becoming a thing.
Each place, though, you've got to think no one's going to show
up. Right, and they keep showing up. That's much awesome. To our surprise. We thought this is really sort of arrogant of us to assume that we could do this. It happens to be working out, but we thought we wouldn't really, we really shouldn't be doing this, is what we thought.
Right.
And then we heard about this tour. The Real Housewives are taking their act on the road and doing a tour.
What the hell do they do?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Just drink and fight on stage?
The first stop on the tour is Atlantic City, where the Real Housewives will appear on stage.
Is it the Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I think it's a mix. I think it's a bunch of them. Like, I don't recognize these names because I don't watch the show. But Carolyn Manzo, Luann DeLepsis, Kyle Richards, and Vicky Gunvalson will appear in Atlantic City. Then Sonia, Gretchen, Lisa, and Phaedra will be in Chicago when the show tours there.
Not interested.
And then NeNe Leakes, I know her from Celebrity Apprentice. Sure. Jill Zarin, Melissa Gorga, and Marisol Patton will be the Atlanta show.
What do? They just come out and tell stories?
They will dish the inside scoop about their shows.
Huh.
Highest price ticket?
$5?
$170.
Are you out of your mind?
No!
$170.
No. Are you kidding?
If you want to go see the Real Housewives tour.
Wow!
Screw that!
And there's like 8 of them, right?
Yeah, the different cities and stuff.
Wow!
That's how much of a phenomenon that show's become.
You and Kevin Smith should tour.
$1,000 a ticket now. Everywhere. Going to every city. It's insane.
All of a sudden, everything's justified.
Right. I don't feel nearly as bad about myself as I used to after seeing the Real Housewives tour announcement.
It's got to be terrible.
What the hell? And while we're talking about tours, you know, they're doing that Michael Jackson tribute concert in Wales in October. Michael Forever, it's called.
I was not aware of that. You probably told us in the show business.
I did, yeah.
I wasn't listening.
Only half the family's behind it, but the half that needs money is putting on a tribute tour in Cardiff, Wales in October called Michael Forever. And they've been talking about the lineup for a long time. They didn't really have anybody as of note to talk about. But it looks like, topping off the lineup, Kiss will be performing at the Michael Jackson tribute show. Yeah.
Will they be doing Michael Jackson music?
I hope so.
That would be
the most entertaining thing ever.
Hear him do Beat It?
Christina Aguilera, CeeLo Green, and Alien Ant Farm also on the lineup. At least Alien Ant Farm, they've got a cover under their belt.
They do a cover, yeah.
They can knock out Smooth Criminal. But
have they mentioned, is this just a one-time thing? Or?
Yeah, it's just a one-time tribute concert.
This will be it. This is it. When I say this is it, it really means this is
just
it.
Just the one show.
This is it. I mean,
the one
this
show,
is
Michael,
really
in.
This is the final.
Right.
This is
finally.
The
it.
Final curtain
right.
call.
It is.
This
right.
is it.
Right.
When I say this is it, it yeah. really means this is it.
Got it.
And I'm glad they're doing it in Cardiff, Wales, the hotbed of Michael Jackson country.
Yes. This is a weird thing. Is it going to be on TV someplace?
I haven't heard as much. I haven't heard as much as they're going to be. But usually anything related to Michael does get
awesome.
Coverage. Today's celebrity birthdays. Steve Carell's 49 years old today. Timothy Hutton celebrates his 51st birthday. Madonna's 53, as is Angela Bassett. James Cameron, the director's 57. Kathy Lee Gifford and her husband, Frank Gifford, celebrate their birthdays today. She's 58. He's 81. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, the search for fried butter.
Yes.
They take a full stick of butter and they deep fat fry it at the state fair. Sounds like death on a stick to me, but we sent mugs to try and find it, and we'll tell you all about that in just a second. First, we have Morgan Spurlock on the phone. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
This is a new series, a new TV show that debuts and is exclusively on Hulu.
That's correct. Yeah, it premieres tomorrow at Hulu.com.
Now, Hulu.com, for those of you that don't know, basically you can watch almost any TV show that's ever made on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is the first time, I believe, that they have produced a first-run show that you
that's
could...
That's true. That you this, can... this is their first original series ever.
Now, how did this all come about, A Day in the Life?
The series came about, through a conversation we had with them. I've had a great relationship with Hulu from the very beginning, since Super Size Me's been on there and Where in the World is Osama Bin Laden and our TV series 30 Days. And so we started talking to them about doing, some original shows, and we pitched them the idea for A Day in the Life, and they loved it. And for me, what I love about the show is it gives you access to people and these worlds that you never get to see. So it's kind of exciting.
When I heard A Day in the Life, I thought it's like Dirty Jobs,
right.
I mean?
Right.
I thought you would pick a pastor and then, a fast food restaurant manager or something like that. But I was excited to see that you picked the celebrities.
Yeah, it was one of those things where we wanted to get into, some regular folks' lives, somewhere in, season two or season three. But, in this first run, we wanted to show you people who are really dedicated, motivated, people who are kind of inspirational in their own right for what they do. And we got a real eclectic mix, from Richard Branson, who's the first episode where we kind of get to see what this, mega, CEO does on a daily basis, to Will I Am, the lead singer of the Black Eyed Peas, Greg Gillis from Girl Talk, Misty Copeland, one of the lead dancers from the American Ballet Theater, Mr. Brainwash, who we just shot with this weekend in Los Angeles. It's exciting.
Now, Richard Branson's the first one you mentioned.
Correct.
Does he really have over 300 companies?
He oversees over 300 companies, which is kind of amazing.
But that's not possible, though. I mean, really?
You'd like to think it's not possible. But
300 companies?
Somehow it is.
All right, let me ask you this question, because I got a clip of Richard Branson, but before I play it, you tell him what day you're showing up, right?
We tell him what day we're showing up.
Okay. Because Richard Branson, I think, loaded up on that day. If I were Richard Branson, here's how I see it. Richard Branson goes, yeah, let's schedule that lunch for this day, such and such, whenever you're going to show up. Yep. Let's schedule that meeting with the bank for that day. And then for the week before, he's doing nothing.
Yeah.
He's walking around glad-handing people and stuff. But
yeah.
Here's the clip of Richard Branson talking about what he's going to do or has done today.
Pretty busy day today. Arrived early in the morning from America. I spent the day trying to pull together $3 or $4 billion to buy over 800 branches of Lloyds Bank branches. And now taking my lovely wife to dinner with the Queen and President Obama. And then tomorrow, first thing in the morning, jumping on another plane and heading back to the States, to Chicago, and then later that night, jumping on a plane and flying back to Europe.
Now,
Richard Branson likes to call it Tuesday.
Come on now, but that's not any random Tuesday.
Yeah, Richard Branson flies and travels more than anyone. I mean, that's
I believe that
because he's got the plane.
Because the thing is, he's such the figurehead and the captain of this ship, being the CEO of Virgin, that he travels everywhere and oversees so many facets of his business. I mean, it's remarkable.
He does seem like a super hands-on guy.
He's really hands-on. But here's the amazing thing about him. Here's this guy who is a multi-billionaire. The guy's got his own island that he escapes to when he wants to leave.
Right.
But shows up by himself. No security. He doesn't have, a bodyguard. This guy literally walks off the plane by himself. I mean, it's remarkable.
Now, First, he raises $3 to $4 billion in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an hour in the morning to raise $3 or $4 billion to buy banks.
Yeah, just a phone call.
And then after that, he's going to meet his wife for lunch with the Queen and President Obama. You have to know he's loading up on that day.
Well, the thing is, we look at everyone's calendar, when we're getting ready to shoot with them, and we go through, we look at what's coming up, the days that are happening, and we knock out the days where we feel like it's going to be stacked, where it looks too fake, and we pick a day that's just a normal day. And for Richard Branson, scary enough, that's a normal day for that guy.
No possible way.
I'm telling you, a normal day for that guy.
You looked at his schedule, and this day where he raised $3 to $4 billion.
This is a day where there's not 8 million things happening. There's only 5 million things.
But he raised $3 or $4 billion, and then he goes to lunch with the Queen and President Obama. That's a light day for him.
That's a light day, correct.
That's not true.
It's amazing. Yeah, you don't believe it, but it's true. It's a normal day. Like, that is a normal day. Because we didn't want a day that seemed like too out of the ordinary.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a
no, this
day
seems,
for that guy.
This doesn't seem out of the ordinary at all. That was my first thought, is this is completely out
it's
of the
completely
ordinary.
Completely insane. No, this is a guy who travels in such a world that you and I are not in.
Right, but yeah. Lunch with the Queen and the President. I mean, yeah. Honestly, that...
Yeah, like, even for him, that's a big deal.
I would think. Right. And even for him, I would think that only happens once every,
yeah,
you know, week.
Yeah.
Or so.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, that was the dinner the night before. So, like, we caught him the night going into the next day. So we didn't go to the, like, we got him at the going into the dinner, and then we filmed with him leaving the
right.
next morning.
That's absurd. And most of his days are busier than that.
But most of his days are insane. Like, the guy is nuts. Like, he's almost like the leader of a country. Like, his days are planned out, like, in like 5 to 10 minute intervals.
Wow.
And he likes to, you go on to say, he likes to shake hands and talk to people. And
like,
how?
He walks down the street. It's incredible because the guy is such an enigma. Like, you know, like, everybody knows him and recognizes him, and he's so approachable. That's the other thing, is he's not standoffish. You know, as I said, he doesn't have security.
On the day you were there.
And yeah, exactly.
On normal days, he has security mowed down everybody on the streets so he can get through. Come on, Morgan.
Listen, I'm telling you, the guy travels with zero security.
All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to promise to do a follow-up unannounced.
It's called
secretive.
A secret
yes.
day of the
yes,
life.
An unannounced visit to Richard Branson. You'll find him sitting there playing Call of Duty.
I'm going to see him in his underwear on the couch playing Xbox.
Yes, exactly. Now, have you already filmed the Will I Am?
We already filmed the Will I Am. We followed him.
Is he indeed a robot? Is it true that he's a
robot? He is a robot.
Okay, good. What was that like? What's a typical day in Will I Am's life?
Well, the thing is that we followed him to Paris where, you know, he was basically playing a show. He was DJing and touring with the Black Eyed Peas, and it was when they sold out three nights at the stadium in Paris, the first time they'd ever sold out three nights there. And, you know, you're following him. What's interesting about Will I Am is every town he goes to whenever he travels is he meets with underprivileged kids. He goes to speak to kids. And so to follow him is he's, like, talking to these kids who grew up like him, you know, who are poor and have these dreams and aspirations to be someone like him one day. It's a great thing to see connections like that.
But he didn't have lunch with the Queen.
He did not have lunch with the Queen.
Loser! Did you tell him that you already did Richard Branson? And
I said, you knew already. Chose Richard Branson. He had lunch with the Queen. You got to top that.
Pick it up. Yeah. We have Morgan Spurlock on the phone. He has a brand new series that debuts online on Hulu.com tomorrow. Now, what time, or is it all day, or how does
It's going to launch. It's going to launch right after midnight, so it'll be there when you wake up in the morning.
So whenever you want to watch it, you go to
whenever you want. That's the best thing about Hulu. Is like what I love about it. It's one of those things where you don't got to be home at like 5 o'clock. It's on right. whenever you want.
It's HULU.com. You go there. You can watch Morgan Spurlock's new series, A Day in the Life, where he picks a very quiet day for these celebrities and then follows them around. It looks very fascinating, and I'm glad you took the time to talk to us today, Morgan.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and everywhere you look, Death Cab for Cutie tomorrow, by the way, performing live.
Nice.
Everywhere you look, it's healthy. Healthy food, healthy this, healthy mm-hmm. that. You got to eat salad. You can't eat anything that's, fast food's bad for you. You can't drink soda. Everything. My whole diet is bad.
You eat crap.
Yes. It's like, and it's preached everywhere. It's on every website. It's on every TV show, how to eat properly so that you live to be 110.
Right. Pussies.
There's one place, though, that's holding up the flag for let's kill people early, and that is Allstate Fairs. And Bean read a story about the Iowa State Fair where they were doing deep fried butter. Now, it occurred to us at that point that you're removing the food from that whole equation.
Right. Now you're just taking fat.
Just fat. It's basically just a giant stick of fat and you're deep fat frying it. So you're adding that to it as well. And that seemed a little hard to believe. So we sent our man Beer Mug to the OC Fair Sunday. And he's come up with a little theme song that he would like to play for you now. This came from the creative mind of Beer Mug.
It's fried food, gotta wolf down some fried food. Everybody's looking forward to some eating, fried food, pigging out on fried food. Everything tastes better when you fry it, frying it, frying it, yeah. Frying it, frying it, yeah. Fry, 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 fry. Looking forward to some frying. Tomorrow with scrambled eggs. Fudge Sunday comes afterwards. I don't want this frying to end.
I feel a heart attack.
So Bear Bug goes to the fair, and he starts looking around for fried food.
It was awesome. The OC Fair, by the way, heaven on earth.
Well, for a guy like you who eats like crap, I mean, I eat crap. Bear Mug puts me to shame.
Yeah.
Which is really difficult in the food category.
It's a talent.
It was amazing. It was awesome.
Yeah. So you can go to kevinandbean.com right now, and there's a video up. You can take a look at the video, and this is Beer Mug going around the fair looking for fried foods. And the first place that he stops at, he asks them for fried butter, and they don't have it, but they have plenty else that he can order.
You guys have deep fried butter? All right, it's okay. I'll have deep fried Twinkies, deep fried Kool-Aid, and a deep fried Oreo.
Okay, the Twinkies are talking for strawberry sauce.
Strawberry.
A little difficult to hear, but if I could just recap, no fried butter, but he was able to order deep fried Twinkies,
yes.
Which is also death on a stick.
Yeah.
Deep fried Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
And deep fried Oreos.
Had those.
Yeah. Which is the one that had the strawberry sauce? Like, what you ordered wasn't enough bad. Now she's going to put some sauce on.
Well, the deep fried Twinkie had an option of chocolate syrup or strawberry sauce.
Oh, man.
So I ordered the strawberry sauce on the Twinkie.
How was that?
It was pretty intense. The Oreo tasted like, I was kind of upset with the Oreo because it was just kind of like an Oreo deep fried. Right. Nothing really special. The Kool-Aid was like eating it, pretty much taking the sugar from the Kool-Aid jar and just putting it in your mouth, just biting down into a ball of sugar.
Huh.
It was amazing.
But they deep fat fry it first.
So it's like dough.
So that it's way worse, yes, for you than just the regular powder.
It's just like powder and dough deep fried.
Okay. And the Oreo, you were a little disappointed. Yeah, and you could tell by this clip.
Deep fried Oreo. It's like a deep fried Oreo.
So what does Muggs do? He's looking for deep fried butter. He's already eaten deep fried Twinkies, deep fried Kool-Aid, and deep fried Oreos. And by the way, we're going to take your calls next at 1-800-520-1067. What have you eaten that's fried? Because it seems like we're out of control with frying.
Yeah.
Maybe let's put a few fewer things in the fryer. And when I'm the voice of reason on eating, there's something wrong. But if you've tried some of this stuff at the fair or on your own, give us a call, and we would like to talk to you about that. The Kool-Aid ball.
5 minutes at the fair, still haven't found the fried butter. That's okay, because I found my monster pastrami sandwich.
So that's good. So there's a close-up of Beer Mug eating a sandwich.
It was awesome.
Why would he get a monster pastrami sandwich in the middle of all of this other bad food?
I had to set the base in my stomach to prepare. It was delicious. I drove down to OC, and I was starving, so I had to start off with a sandwich. I had a large fry to accompany that. And
weren't you worried about getting too full before you...
Muggs is never full.
Got to expand the stomach before you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid ball. My teeth are melting.
Yeah, he's at that point, you're starting to feel the sugar is too much.
The Kool-Aid ball is
a little bit too much, yeah.
Totally fried frog legs? Nope.
Yeah, they had frog legs there.
Really?
Yeah, you could, yeah. Have you ever tried frog legs?
No.
Not that bad. My dad tricked us when we were kids. He told us it was chicken.
You can tell the difference.
That's a really small chicken. No, we were little kids. We didn't know. Like, we trusted him. And then he goes, ha ha, that's not chicken.
I just all rather eat chicken.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Okay, so.
Where in God's name could I find some fried butter?
Right down at the end of this.
Right down, straight down. They show him right where the fried butter is.
Yes.
But first.
All right, so I got distracted on the way to the deep fried butter. I must try some chocolate-covered bacon.
Chocolate-covered bacon.
Yeah.
That does not sound good.
You know what? The world wouldn't, the world would be okay if we didn't have,
chocolate-covered
bacon. Found the deep-fried butter!
So he does find the butter.
That is awesome! Oh, my God. A churro times 1,000. I found the deep-fried butter stick. Now I gotta take the biggest of my life.
All right, good. Excellent.
Yeah.
What did it taste like?
It was like cinnamon honey. Cinnamon honey. It's a batter, and it was just pretty much like I took a cinnamon honey breadstick and just dipped it in butter.
Okay.
It was dripping down my hand.
And then on top of it, they put like a cream.
Yeah,
a
whipped cream.
Whipped cream. Because that.
Whoa. And powdered sugar.
Because the butter and the cinnamon and the honey is not enough. They put whipped cream and powdered sugar on top of it.
I was scared at first. I thought it was going to be too much, but it was fantastic.
Go to kevinandbean.com if you'd like to see the video, and we'll take your calls. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We got the Ralph Showbiz beat coming up in just a second, but first...
It's fried food, fried food. Gotta wolf down some fried food. Everybody's looking forward to some eating, eating.
We found that they are actually frying everything that's possible to fry at state fairs, including sticks of butter. That seems a little rich to me.
Maybe.
And I eat ice cream like it's going out of style, but come on. They take butter, they roll it in honey, then they put cinnamon on it, and then they deep fat fry it.
Oh, my God.
That's not bad enough. Then they put whipped cream and powdered sugar on top of it. That sounds like you wouldn't be able to. Did you finish the whole thing, Muggs?
Yeah, I did not. Nicole helped me out.
Oh, all right. All right. All right. Wow. Let's go to Gerardo, who is calling about eating some fried food. Hi, Gerardo.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How you guys doing?
Good, thank you. You were at the fair.
Yes.
And you...
I was an actual employee at the fair, so I got to taste all the fried food.
Sweet. I hope you did it all in one day like Muggs.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
it was the Krispy Kreme chicken sandwich.
Awesome.
What?
It was a Krispy Kreme chicken sandwich, and trust me, it sounds grosser than what it sounds.
Okay, but is it the Krispy Kreme, is that the company?
Donut?
The donuts?
Yeah, the donut with the chicken patty inside.
Okay, so you got one donut on the bottom, chicken patty, one donut on the top, and they deep fat fry it.
That isn't good for you.
No, it's actually a jelly Krispy Kreme donut.
Okay, now you lost me. I was good with the other.
Do you? Yeah, sure.
Because it's like chicken and waffles.
Do you think they're trying? I mean, they must be just trying to figure out a way to one-up butter now.
Yeah.
You know, how do you one-up butter? Well, you take Krispy Kreme. They did put a little chicken. I'm sure the chicken patty was pretty small, though, right?
Yeah, it was a small size. It's like pretty much eating like a McChicken.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, but the fact that it had jelly inside, it was just... Not a good combination.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I like about the state fairs, though, is that they're looking at the health food industry and all of the people that are telling us to eat healthy, and they're just giving them the giant middle finger.
Yeah.
They're just saying, F you, we're going to put chicken between Krispy Kreme donuts and deep fat fry.
And you're going to eat it.
And you're going to love it. Let's go to Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Yeah, hi.
You went to the fair as well.
Yeah, I went with some of my girlfriends on Saturday.
And
we tried fried quesadilla.
Fried quesadilla, okay.
It was really good. Uh-huh. And then we had fried pickles, too.
Fried pickles?
How were the pickles?
The pickles were good. I mostly liked the quesadilla, though. It was really good. It was served with a ranch sauce and a marinara sauce.
That does sound good.
Who doesn't love fried cheese?
Right.
Well, no one doesn't love fried cheese. But,
I know.
But they didn't pile on top of it with sugar and whipped cream and all that?
No, they weren't trying. Pretty minimal.
They weren't trying to kill you?
We did have Aussie fries, though, and those are like a sliced potato, and they serve it with four different sauces.
Right.
So those had like a chili sauce, a cheese sauce, sour cream, and
something else bad for you.
Sauce. Yeah,
sweet.
Those were good, too.
I love it. All right. Congratulations for getting 5 pounds in one day.
Thanks.
Nice job. Thank you. Let's go to Nate. Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Morning.
Talking about fried foods, you had what?
Yeah, a bunch of us dorms, you know, young guys, we decided we had New York cheesecake. We figured we'd roll it in condensed milk, then roll it in granulated sugar and flash fry it.
So you did it yourself. You didn't go to a fair or anything. You did this at home.
No, there's no entry fee in your own kitchen.
Sweet.
How was it?
Terrible.
No, it was amazing. It was the best thing ever.
Come on.
It sounds amazing.
It does.
I'm telling you, I'm going to try to find one of those food trucks and get in on with them and set them up.
All right. That'd be great.
Yeah, deep-fried M&M's, not so much.
Not so much. You tried the deep-fried M&M's? M&M's already have a case of chocolate around them.
Well, we started frying everything. You
sure.
Heat up the oil, you might as well.
Just throw in everything you got. All right. Thank you, Nate, for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Colin and find out what he's tried. Hi, Colin.
What's up, party people? Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Colin.
So, deep-fried Snickers, best effing thing ever.
Fried food, fried food.
Deep fried Snickers.
Yes. They roll it in funnel cake batter and deep fry it. The Snickers melt inside.
Do they roll it in the batter so that the chocolate doesn't melt? I mean, that must be why they do it, because Snickers really has enough bad goodness in it.
But then it would be gooey inside,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. It's nice and gooey. The nougat, the caramel, the chocolate. Oh, it's the best thing ever.
People at home are either getting hungry or sick.
I have to go to the fair.
Yeah, it's over. All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And actually, I think ended on Sunday. Let's go to Rachel, who has one. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Somehow I knew our audience would have eaten a lot of different fried foods.
All of it.
Tell us what you had.
I had deep fried White Castle.
Really? Oh, the White Castle slider?
Yeah, like they already, like it's already pre-made, like, you know, you fry the burger and you have cheese on it, but then they deep fry it, and like when you bite into it, it's like so like juicy and the cheese just oozes all over. It was like the best thing ever.
Oh my God, wow. It's a thumbs up.
It really is.
You know, the LA County Fair is starting soon.
Just about every single person that has called with these horrific fried foods says that it's great, and maybe that's why they do it, is because it tastes so good. All right, let's go to Anna. I think she's got one where they're trying to top everybody else. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
You're at the fair. You ate?
The fried chocolate-covered corn dog.
So the corn dog is already wrapped in...
Yeah.
The batter,
In a fried batter.
Yes.
That's already been fried once.
Yeah.
And then they wrap that in chocolate, and then
they
deep...
cover it in sprinkles, and it's just disgusting. It was... awful.
Oh, you didn't like it at all?
No, I did not. My boyfriend and I tried it. It was probably the worst thing I've ever eaten. And I tried a lot of stuff.
Deep?
And it was,
yeah, it doesn't sound good.
It was exactly how it sounds. A corn dog covered in chocolate. And I like the chocolate covered bacon.
Right. Chocolate covered bacon is one of the things Beer Mug ate. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I don't know what he's talking about. It was like a cold little bacon popsicle.
But you were not so down with the double fried corn dog chocolate mix.
No, it was just awful. I did try the fried butter last year though, and it was a churro to me. It was just
that's
whatever.
What Mug said. That's exactly what he said, was that it's a churro times 1,000.
Yeah, it pretty much is. Well, the cinnamon, and then it just sits, you just have like this liquid at the bottom of it, and it's just butter and cinnamon. That's
I'm just guessing here, Anna. I'm just guessing three bills.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just guessing.
Who's hungry?
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and coming up in the next hour, your chance to win tickets for our breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Got a brand new album coming out. Your chance to hear the band perform and ask them questions coming up in the next hour. Right now, Ralph is here for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
It's nice when kids do something nice for their parents, I think. A little payback. That's what Jennifer Aniston is doing. Her dad's show... Days of Our Lives. He's been a star on that show for 24 years.
Wow.
John Aniston, I believe, is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's been one of the stars of that show, and NBC's been looking to kill the show because the ratings have been sagging. A lot of daytime soap operas have been given the axe recently, and Jennifer's hoping to save her dad's job, so she is going to appear on Days of Our Lives. Going to make several guest appearances on the soap opera, hoping that it will draw eyes to the show and improve its ratings.
Wow.
Keep the show alive, keep dad in the chips, as it were, so...
It's a tough gig to save an entire show by showing up.
Well, I think people will tune in.
Will she be nude?
No, she won't be nude. She'll be Jennifer Aniston. She's a big star. She's going to be on Days of Our Lives. People go, she's going to be on that? I'm going to watch. Maybe they'll get hooked. Maybe they'll follow what happens with the
you don't know the families
line, that are on that show.
I don't either.
Care about things. Big payday for Jennifer, too. Just to be on the show, she'll win. She will be getting the whopping Screen Actors Guild scale amount for soap operas, $650 a day. That's what her payment will be.
Wow.
So you can see why she took the job.
Well worth it.
Yeah. KISS has been added to the lineup of the Michael Forever show.
That is a bizarre, bizarre booking.
Tribute to Michael Jackson happening on October 8th at the Cardiff Stadium in Wales.
They have to pick a Michael Jackson song, right? What
I'm
song could KISS
they
do
would.
Of Michael Jackson's catalog?
Billie Jean?
Do they have any, like, rockin' songs? I don't think so.
Billie Jean?
Maybe.
Maybe they could do Man in the Mirror?
Nope. I don't see them
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. blah, blood coming out, fire and everywhere. Here's what makes the booking even more awkward, I think, is that on more than one occasion, Gene Simmons has said he totally believes that Michael was a child molester.
He said that publicly.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Even a year after his death, Gene said to a newspaper reporter, the only sexual references ever made about Michael Jackson that were made by anyone, anywhere around the world, have always been made by kids, specifically males, usually 10 to 14 years of age. Never females, that age or older, never a grown man.
Wow.
So that's going to be hard to explain to the family backstage.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
Yeah, Gene Simmons. Mind your own beeswax.
That is really weird that they would do that then.
I think they're just desperate for acts, quite frankly. This show's been struggling for some time. It's only put on by half the family. I think it's like Tito and Latoya and Catherine. I think they're throwing it in the other one, like Marlon saying don't do it and stuff. It's a real schism in the family because of this show. So,
but why would Kiss awkward. Do it? That's weird.
I don't know.
Especially if Gene Simmons feels like he does about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but what's their part of the take? You know, what's the check? I mean, it's always been Gene Simmons' bottom line is how much money is there involved. So I can't really imagine he would stop for some moral reason if there was a buck to be made.
Yeah, true.
While we're talking about music, Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong has written a song about the late Amy Winehouse. The band's official website posted lyrics for Amy on Sunday. You can check it out. Billy Joe premiered the song as a solo acoustic number Thursday night at a secret Green Day benefit concert in Costa Mesa, California that happened recently. So.
Where they played, I heard, almost an hour and a half of new music.
Yeah, isn't that
no
something?
Kidding. Wow.
Crazy. Our intern Chip got in somehow. What's happening with that? I don't know how she got in there, but
well, she's little. She probably found some sort of mouse hole or something she could sneak through.
She's quite tiny.
She probably went up the water spout. Then sadly, down came the rain and washed Chip right out.
Sure.
But luckily, out came the sun and dried up all the rain.
We get it.
And then our little intern Chip went up the spout again.
Sure.
Yeah. Sorry, I have a 16-month-old at home. A lot of that song being played lately in my household.
Yep.
It kind of sticks in your head after a while. And as change is going over there on The Talk, you know, CBS's daytime answer to The View.
No, but
barely.
The Talk. I mean, I know it exists, but I've never
you
seen
know
it.
The Talk. You
I've
love The Talk.
Seen it.
Everyone loves
about?
The Talk.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's wildly popular, The Talk. CBS has reportedly picked up the options on some of the girls, not so much on the others. CBS is keeping Sarah Gilbert, who is not good.
Okay, sure. Good.
Well, I guess let's just say that about all these girls, okay? Sharon Osbourne, her deal has been renewed. Julie Chen, somehow, her contract was picked up, which is inexplicable to me. Oh, no, wait a minute. She's married to Les Moonves, president of the company.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. But Leah Remini and Holly Robinson-Pete, their options have not been picked up. So we may be seeing some new faces over there on The Talk.
Or not.
Or not.
There may be some new faces on there that we never see as well.
Maybe they're paring the show down. Maybe they'll just go with three hostesses.
I don't think that
maybe
show
they were talking too much.
Is for us.
Come on. Are you just a View man, Kevin? You just
no.
Be loyal to The View?
No. Although I am fascinated with what Whoopi Goldberg wears every day.
You like to watch what tent she trots out in.
It's a new tent every day. And yesterday she had some kind of weird-ass, bizarre shoes/roller skates on. I don't know what was happening.
She was wearing roller skates.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. It's bizarre.
You know what I'm about now is the Morning Express with Robin Mead.
I don't know.
Over there
is.
On HLN.
Huh.
Oh, they're Robin Mead.
Hot? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
She's like, she's older, too, but she's got that cougar thing going on. Big old boobies.
Yeah.
And she's fun, too. She's like funny and fun. She has fun with people. I like that. I like hot girls who are fun.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
Look her up. Robin Mead. Cut yourself off a slice. You'll have a good time. Today's celebrity birthday is Frank Gifford.
Poor bastard.
He is a poor bastard. He's married to Kathy Lee Gifford, of course. Formerly of Regis and Kathy Lee. Now she's on Kathy Lee and Hodad and Yoda. What's the show?
I think it's Yoda.
Yoda?
Yeah.
Mm. Daytime TV we do.
She's 58 years old. Frank Gifford, if you don't know, he was a big-time football player for the New York Football Giants and then went on to be in the booth for Monday Night Football for many, many, many years.
Sports announcer for a long time.
He's 81 years old today. James Cameron Legendary director is 57. Angela Bassett turns 53 today, as does Madonna. Timothy Hutton, star of Leverage, is 51. And Steve Carell from The Office celebrates his 49th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Stephen Mitchell joins us now. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Very good, thank you. Stephen is the director of a new movie called Tallahena Sky, The Story of the Kings of Leon.
Yes, you said Tallahena right. I was waiting to see if you were going to get the word right.
Oh, that's
he never does anything
total
right like
luck.
That.
That's complete and total luck. I probably said it wrong compared to what I thought it should be, mm-hmm. and yet it came out right.
No, you nailed it. It's great.
All right, how did you get access to everybody that has to do with Kings of Leon? I mean, you talk to parents, you talk to grandparents, you talk to uncles, you talk to cousins.
Second cousins, third cousins, you know, all the way down the line. No, I met the guys about 10 years ago this past spring. I was working in music publishing down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
And signed Nathan and Caleb to their initial songwriting deals at the publishing company I was working at. And so during that time, while they're getting their little brother in the band and, you know, recruiting Matthew and all that good stuff, learned of their backstory and got a chance to meet their family. And we were even doing some filming back in their mama's garage back then. So, been a long time that I knew of, their story. It was just a story I knew I wanted to tell, just didn't know when I was going to get to tell it.
Well, now it's going to be showing on Showtime. Is it this Sunday?
It is this Sunday, 10 p.m. this Sunday, the 21st on Showtime. So as you can imagine, we're pretty excited about that.
It looks fantastic. I've seen the trailer, and wow. A lot of people know the backstory of how their father was a Pentecostal preacher, and you go through the whole backstory and tell exactly what happened. Is that accurate, what everyone seems to know about the family?
Yeah, I mean, it's been close to accurate, and that was one of the boys' goals for allowing me to make the film, you know, knowing that I did know the story so well and kind of knew them before they formed the band, so I would get their story, you know, accurately. And I think I might be one of the first people ever to get the opportunity to interview their dad in the film, which, you know, I'm very proud of. And so you do learn about, you know, how the boys grew up. Their parents did have a traveling Pentecostal ministry, and, you know, Nathan and Caleb would perform in church with them quite a bit. And so they really have a fascinating, to use the word again, a backstory before they, you know, entered the lives that they have now.
Here's a clip from part of this where you are interviewing their parents.
As soon as I knew we were about to get a record deal, I never slept. All night long, I knew I was going to hell. And I wasn't going to be a preacher.
I didn't put a lot of emphasis in money. So when I preached, it was whatever God provided, that's what we got.
It was one of those things where it was like, if we live our whole lives for God, then why are we living here?
I always felt like we were the Christians and everybody else were sinners.
I don't want to say that my kids are going to hell, you know, nothing like that. But
this is their dad, by the way, the preacher.
As far as what I envisioned, you know, it's a little different.
It's a little different.
It's a little different, you know. And that was funny. That was the day that I interviewed him, and I hadn't planned to ask him some of those questions. And, you know, I care about their dad a lot. He's a great man and, a nice person.
Is he still a preacher?
No, he's not, although it wouldn't surprise me if he were to step out and do some sort of, you know, ministry with the youth. He's a really good, he's a really great way of connecting with people and a real funny. I think the guys get a lot of their sense of humor from him, too. So he's always a lot of fun to be around.
Now, when they broke from the family line, which is the Pentecostal preaching, and started a band and then got signed to a record deal and went on, that must have been horrible for the rest of the family.
Well, you know, it was kind of one of those things where the whole family was sort of going through this time of transition, and their parents ended up, which you'll learn about in the film, they ended up getting the divorce.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Right, and so when their dad stayed out in Oklahoma City at that point in time, and then the boys with their mom moved to Tennessee. And so that's when Caleb was working construction, I think, and Nathan may have been in his first year of college. He was going to he was on an academic scholarship or something to that effect. And, you know, Caleb said, man, let's step out and do this and give it a go. So I think it was a time of transition for their entire family. And, some of that world still exists in their lives. And, you know, I think their mom would like to take a belt to our rear ends a few times or wash her mouth out with soap, you know.
Well, now, they've had quite a public problem recently. I can't imagine that made it into the movie. You probably finished filming long before.
We did finish long before, yes.
They had to cancel part of their tour because apparently of Caleb's drinking, and some of the brothers went on Twitter and were hammering him. I mean, they were really upset that he would walk off stage, you know, and they would just keep playing, and they would go, what do we do now? He's our singer.
Well, I wasn't down there at that show in Dallas. I haven't even had a chance, believe it or not, to talk to the boys yet. They're kind of on break right now, just taking the holiday and getting rested up, which they definitely need to. They've been working their tails off since that first EP came out in 2003. They don't stop, right. You know. And I think sometimes when you're tired, you get a bit frustrated and maybe act out a bit. And they're brothers on top of it. So I don't know if you have a brother, but
yep,
brothers say everything and anything to each other, you know.
I don't think I could ever work with my brothers, and they're the they're the nicest people in the world.
Well, you know, and brothers, I have a twin brother, so I can say this, and Nathan and Caleb are, they're not twins, but they're almost like twins. We used to call them the Wonder Twins when I first met them because they were just so, you know, good-looking and talented and the whole thing. But when you're close, like you are like that, like I am with my twin, you know, there's so much love and closeness, but there's also that you're right on top of each other, and so if you want to go at it with one another, you just go ahead and do it, you know?
Of course, but then there's the drinking and walking off stage while you're the lead singer of a band. That would make anyone mad.
Well, like I said, I wasn't down there. I don't know.
I need an update on the DVD, though, when it comes out.
They're resting up, and I'm looking forward to seeing more shows coming soon.
Steven, listen to me. We need an update for when it comes out on DVD.
You need an update on what?
On what I'm asking you. There's a lot of trouble that was caused by the drinking. There's got to be some follow-up, right?
Well, like I said, I can't speak for them. I'm not a band spokesperson. I haven't even talked to Caleb at this point. I just know that they're resting up. They care a lot about their fans, and I'm sure they're going to be back out there soon getting after it, and things will be fine.
Well, they owe Nicole an apology. That's all I know. All right, listen. Stephen Mitchell.
I'll make sure that they give her specifically an apology.
Please do that. Stephen Mitchell, director. The name of the movie is Tallahena Sky, The Story of the Kings of Leon, and it airs this Sunday night, August 21st at 10 o'clock on Showtime, and it looks absolutely fascinating. Stephen, thanks for coming on the show today.
Man, thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
I feel like I'm safe. I don't have pumped up kicks. I don't have any kicks that can be pumped.
Well, that's a good thing because you are not as fast as his bullet, that's for sure.
Safe. It's the world famous K-Rock at 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Nope.
And then we have...
No reason to do that.
And then we have some tickets.
The reason we usually do it is under the knife right now, so we're all good. So I think we're free for once. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God for a belly button. We're free at last.
And by free, you mean free to do the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
To not
we have so
do
many
it.
Animal stories that we
yes.
can't keep up with.
They're all bad and uninteresting.
So we put them on a wheel, we spin it, we try to find out some more information.
And it becomes worse than it could have been if we had just read the story.
I don't know why you're so negative.
Because there's no point.
And then when we're finished, we're going to play a little Omaroki and give you a chance to get into the Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right.
So if you know their music, you
that's
might
want to. That's going to be a long segment.
If
we're going to do it right after the wheel. We take a break or something in between? We're going to play a song or commercial.
All right, here's what's on the wheel. The world's wooliest sheep in heaven.
Nope.
Okay.
Kittler, the cat that looks like Hitler.
Kittler.
The South Korean glow-in-the-dark beagle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
This wheel's pretty janky, by the way. I don't know that Chip is doing a very good job. Rabid Philly beavers.
Uh-huh.
The prehistoric mega wombat. The Finnish Hitler mocking dog.
Yeah.
The death-defying ninja squirrel.
Yeah.
The dumpster-diving hobo bear.
Hobo bear.
The slutty horse with herpes.
Oh, my.
The heavy metal Aussie great white shark.
That's just
the two-headed snake at odds with itself.
It's not odds with itself.
That's it.
Just a snake.
So let's spin the wheel and see what we're going to do.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's going to land?
Don't know.
It's going to be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it.
Last chance to be a hero, Kevin.
Here we
go.
Last chance to be a hero.
Give it a good
that felt
spin.
Good. That
yeah.
felt good.
No, it didn't feel good.
Yay.
The rabid Philly beaver.
No.
Fantastic. No. Oh, my
fantastic.
God.
I'm
tell
out
me
of here.
All
I'm
about this.
For
this.
You go.
BS.
You don't deserve
I'm
this
leaving.
Payoff.
I don't want it.
So
I don't deserve
leaving,
it.
And I don't care. They're from Philly, Ralph. I don't care.
Wildlife officials are warning Northeast Philadelphia Park visitors that there is a possible rabid beaver infestation.
That can't be good.
After three people were bitten near a city creek. In
oh
the
my
past
God.
2 days, Now, as far as I know, beavers don't attack humans.
No, but rabid animals do.
Rabid beavers.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania Game Commission took one down, checking it for beaver to see if it's rabid.
Uh-huh.
They don't know. They didn't know before they took it, before they killed it. They just killed one to check it out. Officials say the beaver bit a husband and a wife who were fishing on Wednesday.
Wow.
And then bit a child in the same area on Thursday.
That's got to be really scary. They got the big teeth coming at you.
Two teeth.
Man.
Whatever happened to just, building dams?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they do?
Yeah.
So we had producer Alex line up somebody from the, I believe, the Fish and Game Department in Philadelphia so we could find out exactly what's going on. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? It's a beaver.
Oh, we actually got the beaver.
Yeah, it's the beaver. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
What are you guys up to?
Well, we're talking about the your friends that are rabid there in Philadelphia. Are you rabid?
What?
Are you rabid?
We're not rabid.
Do you have rabies?
No, we don't have no rabies.
Why are you biting?
What's wrong with you?
Have you attacked any human beings?
Why are you guys going around saying that kind of crap about us?
Because there's been three incidents in the last couple days.
Of what?
Of beavers attacking humans.
Oh, yeah. We've been biting humans.
Right.
Well, you don't normally do that.
No, but we don't have rabies.
Well, then why are you biting humans?
Eagle's fever, baby! Eagle's fever! It's unbelievable! Have you been following the free agency, the Philadelphia Eagles?
No, and I wasn't aware that the beavers were able to do that either.
This is Eagles country, baby. Trust me, we're all into it. It's
okay.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They got Nnamdi Asomugha, right? One of the greatest cornerbacks ever.
Well, I've never heard of him.
You've never heard of him.
No.
Well, you don't know nothing about football,
okay.
Then.
All right.
And then on the other side, we got Dominique Rogers-Cromartie that we got from the Cardinals. Come on.
Yeah.
There's nobody going to be able to throw at us this season.
Right.
We got Vince Young backing up Vic at quarterback.
Okay, but why are you biting people because of the season?
Oh, did they mention that kid was wearing a New York Giants jersey?
They didn't,
No,
actually.
They don't bring that up, do they?
They didn't say that. I can see that now.
They say, oh, Beaver, go over there and just dam up that water, why don't you?
Right.
But no, we got other things. We got the Super Bowl in our mind, baby.
What about the husband and wife that you attacked a couple days before?
Dallas fans.
Oh, Cowboys fans?
Cowgirls fans,
oh,
yeah.
Look what you did, Cowgirls.
Yeah.
You did the right thing, I think.
Just wait till we get Ronnie Brown out there in the backfield with Shady McCoy. It's going to be unbelievable.
You know a lot about the NFL for a beaver.
Picked up Colin Jenkins. He's going to be on the line. Steve Smith from the New York Giants. How about him? Once his knee heals up, he's going to be unstoppable as a slot possession receiver. Eagles, baby! E-A-G-L-E-S-E.
No, it all makes sense. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are doing breakfast with Red Hot Chili Peppers, tiny secret place. You get to be there. You get to see some live music. You get to ask the band questions. They're coming out with a new CD, as you know, so very exciting time for them. And for us, unfortunately for you, the listener, at 1-800-520-1067, you're going to be able to win tickets, but you're going to have to do it by playing a little game we call Omaroki.
Yeah. Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks.
Hey.
If you guess, you win the game.
You mean I'm awesome.
Right, that's what I mean, exactly. Although sometimes it doesn't seem like you've ever heard the song. All right, let's start with Chris, a mechanic. Hi, Chris.
How you guys doing?
We are good. We're not going to do a drawing this time because Omar's singing is so bad that we're guessing only a few of you will get them.
How dare you? So, everybody's going to get it.
So if you get it, you will win tickets to the breakfast, okay?
Good time.
All right. Here's Omar with his version of a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. You tell us what the name is.
Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leading me into the zone. Music, the great communicator. Use 2-6 to make it into nature.
Song's that.
Can't stop.
Can't stop. Just play
Booyah!
It.
Booyah!
Sweet just bleeding in the snow cone.
Just
That's
played
what I'm
it.
Talking about.
Just finished playing it.
And
you
I
can't
sounded just like that.
Can't take credit for that. By the way, yesterday Omar was like, I don't know, my throat's a little bit sore.
Yeah, I had a long weekend, man.
Oh.
I'm
not sure I can do it. Does anyone have a lozenge? All right, let's go to Jose in customer service. Hi, Jose.
Buenos dias, gente. ¿Cómo están?
Órale! You ready?
I don't know any of that. Si, señorita.
Bob Marley poet and a prophet. Bob Marley taught me how to off it. Bob Marley walking like he talk it. Goodness, cat me see, I'm going to cough it.
Omar is looking at reading the lyrics and can't get them right. All right, what song is that?
Is that Give It Away?
That is.
Oh, yeah, 242.
Yeah, but because they're so well-known, don't take credit for that. Because
I'm awesome.
Yeah, that's what it is. Let's go to Marcel.
Hey.
Also in customer service. Hi, Marcel.
How's it going, guys?
Very well. We have two winners so far. How have you done?
I've gotten both right.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's Omar with a Red Hot Chili Pepper song. Give us the title.
Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, on her Mary Shay baby runner. Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45, just another way to survive.
Before I answer, I just wanted to say this is by far my favorite game.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Danny California.
That's correct. Bandana, sweet Louisiana. Nicely done. You hold on. Wow, we're giving away a bunch of tickets here
we're
today.
We're giving
Omar.
It away, giving away, giving
Stop
away now.
It, dear God.
All right. We have Omar on the line who's going to try and identify a song that Omar sings in the studio.
How long will I slide? Separate my side. I don't believe it's bad.
All right,
slit my throat. It's all
it scar
I
tissue?
Ever.
I'm sorry, what?
Is it scar tissue?
It's not, no.
Oh, you're
hello,
bad for that one.
Hello.
Sorry, it's other side. Sorry about that, but thank you.
I hate Omar.
Omar blows. All Omars are bad. Bob, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Bob is a musician, so let's see if he can identify this Red Hot Chili Peppers song as Omar massacres it.
I drive on the streets cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses me windy.
Yeah, that is enough. That's enough. He says it's
under the bridge.
Under the bridge is right. Just like that.
Nicely done. All right.
If Anthony doesn't show, you guys have me. I'm just saying.
I sure hope that happens. Paloma.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Welcome to Omaroki. We are doing well. We've only had one person not win.
All right. I hope I'm not the second loser.
All right. Here's your song.
I push me up against the wall. Young Kentucky girl with the push-up bra. Fall in all over myself. You lick your heart and taste your health. Cause with the birds I'll share this lonely view. Cause with
right.
the birds I'll share this lonely
right.
view. Cause
good.
With the birds I'll right. share this lonely right. view.
Paloma?
Is that scar tissue?
That is scar tissue.
Push me up against the wall.
Nicely done.
Because I rock, because I'm awesome.
Come on, Omar.
When are we going to do breakfast with Omar Oki is what I'm talking about. Seriously.
Very, very soon.
Thank you.
Very
we'll
soon. Hey, how about that outro? Let's do that.
Omar Oki, that's our game and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's time for the Ralph Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, Charlie Sheen didn't have a winning weekend. I don't know if you saw the video or not. You can find it all over the internet. But he was at the Gathering of the Juggalos on Saturday. He was hosting a portion of that music festival. This, of course, is put on by the Insane Clown Posse. And when he hit the stage, the crowd gave him, I guess you'd call it a lukewarm reception.
Hmm.
If that's what you call booing and being pelted by bottles and cans and garbage.
They did start throwing everything they could find at him.
Yeah. Sadly, no feces this year like Tila Tequila had thrown to her last year.
And she took off her top.
I know.
That is a crowd that could not be quelled.
Charlie said he felt like he was in Detroit all over again, the home of his famous kickoff for his tour where he was booed off stage. But he didn't give up. He kept going and powered right through and even caught a few bottles midair, which he thought was very impressive.
That's really surprising.
Ah, look at this. See that?
Shut up.
When's he going to go away?
I'm annoyed by him, too.
When's he going to go away?
I don't need to ever hear another word from him.
You ready for the Lifetime Achievement tribute to Britney Spears on the MTV Video Music Awards this year?
Lifetime Achievement.
Lifetime Achievement.
Yeah, her whole body of work.
She has a big body of work.
She's got a bigger
MTV.
Body of work now than she used to,
right.
That's for sure.
But Lifetime Achievement seems a little premature. Well, although maybe they think she's not going to be around for much longer.
Look, they may be right. She may have peaked. Britney will be there, but won't perform to accept the honor. They're going to put on a full salute to her, and there's going to be dance numbers and other people playing her music, and it's going to be quite the hullabaloo.
But she won't be.
She will be there, but she will not be performing.
Hmm.
She'll be just there to bask in the limelight that is the love of Britney Spears. And they'll also do a memorial segment for Amy Winehouse, they've announced. Kind of tack it in there somewhere during a commercial or something.
Just a quick little...
little quickie.
We miss Amy.
Yeah. Green Day. While we're talking about Amy, they have written a song about the late Amy Winehouse. The band's official website posted the lyrics for Amy on Sunday. You can go there and check it out. Billy Joe premiered the song as a solo acoustic number Thursday night at a secret Green Day benefit concert in Costa Mesa, California. I've read the lyrics, and they're quite touching. Seems like Billy did a good job there. Very impressive.
Seems like a tough thing to pull off.
Yeah.
Without being cheesy or whatever.
Yeah, right. Without being Candle in the Wind by Sir Elton. If you guys are watching Entourage, you're not the final season, but Bobby Flay plays a major role in the show this year, at least in the theme and the plot. He is currently dating Ari's wife. They're separated, and he finds out that she's banging Bobby Flay. So he goes in and announces to the members of his agency that Bobby Flay is now public enemy number one.
Yeah, he's a little out of control on that show.
He has been, especially
just
this season.
A bit.
So they've been going to a fictional L.A.-based restaurant that Bobby owns called Flay's on the show. Well, apparently the demand has become so huge that Bobby is now planning to actually open a place in Los Angeles called Flay's. So you'll be able to actually go to the restaurant that you've seen only on television up to that point.
I guess it makes interesting sense. It's like pre-hype for something before it opens.
It's a life imitating art.
Yeah.
And Sam Worthington and his dog Spot. No. Different guy. He's getting financial advice regarding what to do with all his money. He's, of course, the star of Avatar, and he was in the last Terminator film as well. So he went to somebody. Well, it makes a lot of sense. He went to Hulk Hogan.
What?
Yeah. He went to Hulk Hogan. I don't know. But he said he and Hulk were having a conversation about finances, and Hulk told him the sad tale of a lucrative money-making opportunity that went awry. Apparently, Hulk wanted to get into the world of kitchen appliances. And so he stamped his name on the Hulkamania meatball maker, which apparently cost a lot to get made and packaged and sold, and no one really was interested.
Yeah.
Then they came to him and said, we've got an idea for an indoor home grill instead of the meatball maker. What do you think of that? And he goes, no, get out of here with that idea. Forget it. Ended up being the George Foreman home grill.
Yeah, but
which became a multi-million dollar seller and huge financial boon for
George
Foreman.
But isn't it possible that George Foreman's a little more likable than the Hulkster?
I think people were buying the product more than they were the name.
Meatballs are pretty easy to make. You don't need a meatball maker.
True, you really don't. And how often is that popping up on your daily menu,
true.
Too?
Yeah.
How many times a year do you have to bring out the meatball maker? But the George Foreman grill, fatless grill or whatever,
time.
Use it all the time inside, right? Yeah. So
you made the wrong choice.
Could have been a contender. So now I guess we'll get the Sam Worthington indoor grill or something sometime soon. Today's celebrity birthdays, Frank Gifford. Heard your Beaver friend there talking about football earlier. I can't wait for it to get started. He, of course, a football legend and a broadcaster. 81 years old today. His grating TV personality wife, Kathy Lee Gifford, also Gifford, rather, celebrates her birthday today. She's 58. James Cameron turns 57 years old today. Angela Bassett and Madonna are both 53. Timothy Hutton, star of a film called Ordinary People many years ago, and now the TV show Leverage, he's 51. And Steve Carell, of The Office fame, turns 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Ralph is here with one last look at the showbiz beat.
What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the business that is show, I've got tickets to give away to a very cool event that we're calling the Ultimate One Day Hollywood Experience because it features the motion picture One Day. This is the movie starring Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgis. Looks like a very interesting romantic drama about a couple that spends 20 years together by crossing paths, hit and miss, become friends, become lovers, and become friends again. And what happens at the end? Well,
we all learn a valuable lesson.
Only you can guess. But if you'd like to attend a very special advanced Kevin and Bean screening of One Day, but wait, there's more. You get dinner for two. Sure, that'd be enough. Yeah. But there's still more. Tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. So you get passes for the screening, dinner for two, and tickets to spend the day at Universal Studios Hollywood. Pretty impressive event. It's the ultimate one-day Hollywood experience. If you'd like to go, call now, 1-800-520-1067. First three callers that get through will be able to attend. If you don't get tickets, don't feel bad, because One Day's in theaters everywhere Friday, August the 19th. You can see it then.
And you can go to experienceoneday.com for more details about the film. If you're interested, sad news. Russell Armstrong, one of the husbands of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, was found dead in Los Angeles
today. Oh, my God.
Wow. He was 47 years old, and he apparently committed suicide by hanging himself.
Oh, wow. That's ugly.
The Armstrongs were getting divorced. She filed for divorce last month after 6 years of marriage to Russell. He was a venture capitalist, frequently showcased on their show where their on-air fights. She told People magazine he would sometimes grab her, shove her, throw things at her, and pull her hair.
Wow.
He was being investigated for domestic abuse. He said in an interview, "Did I push her? Yes. Maybe things happen in the heat of the moment, but it was during a time in our lives that was not characteristic of who we were. The show has literally pushed us to the limit," and apparently he was pushed to his limit, where he committed suicide. So, no note was found at the house on Mulholland Drive, where his body was discovered yesterday morning, but it, by all accounts, was a suicide, so we'll have to wait more and see that. But I always said no good would ever come from those Real Housewives shows, and now I've been proven to be true. And it's even worse when you consider the fact that the Real Housewives are going on tour.
Yes, what does that mean?
The Real Housewives of America tour. They're going to Atlantic City, Chicago, Illinois, and Atlanta, Georgia. And different groups of the Real Housewives will go on stage and reveal all the behind-the-scenes secrets of their popular television reality shows on Bravo.
But isn't that what they do on their shows?
Oh, but Kevin, this is going to be...
Tell their secrets?
The really, really real stuff.
Huh.
Apparently, the first stop is Atlantic City. Carolyn, Luann, Kyle, and Vicky.
Sorry, accidental bell. I don't know if...
They may be hot, they may not.
I don't know if any of them are hot.
I think that's a speculative bell. You just got to put it out there in the universe. Maybe it'll catch one of them. Yeah. Then Sonia, Gretchen, Lisa, and Phaedra will be in Chicago. And the final show will be NeNe, Jill, Melissa, and Marisol in Atlanta.
Tickets, I don't know.
Tickets range from $50 to $170.
Nope.
Per.
$170 is like if the Beatles returned.
That's
with
pretty
John
expensive.
Lennon. That's crazy.
That is a pretty expensive ticket to watch Housewives talk.
Nope.
Heard you talking earlier to the guy who did the documentary on Kings of Leon?
Yes.
He was like, "Oh, I don't know about the drinking. I don't know. I'm not going to put that in my movie.
It's the only thing we care about." It happened after he finished the
documentary
movie.
Make well follow-up.
That's what I was suggesting.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't talked to him. I don't know. They're great guys. We all grew up together.
Open up a blog.
Yeah, open up a blog is goddamn right. Kings of Leon are pissing off Hanson. It's on.
What?
The feud between Hanson and Kings of Leon.
It's about time this boiled over.
Oh, I want to see those guys in a battle of the bands. Isaac Hanson of Hanson came forward today and said that the Kings of Leon are acting like pricks.
Oh, wow.
You go, Mbop. I have a hard time with musicians who act like pricks, Isaac said, because it just makes me mad. If you're going to actually make a living making music, pinch yourself every day, because if you don't love it, people will eventually get pissed off. I'm going to call somebody out on it. And the Kings of Leon are running some risks. They're irritating people, and you can't do that much. Eventually, the bad boy image affects fans' willingness to show up. You go, Isaac Hanson. Apparently, he had to cut the interview short because his manager said that milkshake machine was not going to clean itself. He had to get right back to work and had to cut that interview short. While we're talking about music, Kiss has been added to the Michael Forever concert. This is the Michael Jackson tribute show that's happening on October 8th at Cardiff Stadium in Wales.
Makes no sense.
It makes no sense to anyone.
Although we were talking earlier about what song they might do of Michael Jackson's, because, you know, his is all dance music. But somebody emailed me and said Dirty Diana.
Yeah, that's a rockish.
That had Slash on it. And
song?
It was rockish.
Yeah.
They might be able to pull that off.
People are saying the weirder mix, other than the music, is the fact that Gene Simmons has very publicly said that he believes all the rumors that Michael Jackson was a child molester. So, I'm looking forward to that tribute on stage when he takes the mic.
Yeah, that should be good. Let me tell everybody what I think.
Yeah, I do believe he touched children. Well, now he's dead at Diana. Give me my check. Rachel Weisz got her husband Daniel Craig to quit smoking. That's what happens when you marry a hot chick. You just end up doing whatever she says.
Quit smoking, okay.
At first. 007 said that his wife made him realize it was time to throw away the pack of smokes because it's dumb, it's stupid, and can kill you. Well, finally, someone got that information to Daniel Craig, so he was able to figure that out.
So wait, dumb and stupid came before kill you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, he said Rachel was a big influence on his decision. Friends are saying, by the way, he's a cranky bitch every day because of his smoke. So,
so that can happen.
It can happen.
We know a guy that worked here that kept trying to quit.
Yeah.
He was a dick. That guy, remember him?
Douchebag.
Did the showbiz.
And it's Tuesday. That means new CDs and new DVDs are in stores. You can pick up Jeff Bridges' new CD. It's all music from the actor Jeff Bridges,
who
was inspired to record the album after he did Crazy Heart. He had a lot of success with music in that movie, and he teamed up with T-Bone Burnett and the other guys responsible for that music and made a CD.
Nope.
By all accounts, it's very good. Stop saying nope.
You hate country music. If it wasn't Jeff Bridges, you would hate this project.
This is not country music like, oh, stick an American boot up their foreign ass.
Folk is so different.
It is. It's different style of music. It's just Jeff and his guitar, and it's just him singing songs.
Nope.
Oh, stop it.
Not interested.
How about the new Jewel CD?
Does she yodel?
I think she probably does. She's been known to let loose with a yodel from time to time.
I'm down with yodeling.
It's called The Merry Goes Round. See what she did there?
I think so. I'll think about it later.
Apparently, her new CD comes in a jewel case named after her. Can you believe that? Very impressive. DVDs in stores today. Hoodwinked 2, Hood vs. Evil. It was a very successful animated film. In case you missed it in theaters, you can pick it up on DVD. The Bang Bang Club, starring Ryan Phillippe and Malin Ackerman.
What was that?
I have no idea.
What movie was that?
But I love Malin Ackerman. She's way sexy and hot.
I do too, but what was
and
Bang
if it's
Bang?
The Bang Bang Club, maybe there's some banging in it. You know what I'm saying?
But is it sex bang or
I don't
gun
know.
Bang?
I'll have to look into it.
Huh.
Priest, starring Paul Bettany and Carl Urban, also available on DVD
today.
You have
no idea what's coming, Priest. Loved it.
Skies open up. All the archangels come after him. It's bad news.
They're ugly.
TV on DVD, Dexter, the fifth season.
Get it. Watch it.
Is available
love it.
Today. You can catch up on Dexter. New episodes start in October, so you may want to follow up and get caught up on the plot line there. And Spin City, the fifth season, also available. So if you want to, looking forward to the sixth season of Spin City, that's starting this fall. You can check out and see all the hijinks Michael J. Fox gets into working for the mayor.
Was this in the 80s?
I believe it was the early 90s.
Early
90s. Early to mid 90s. Michael J. Fox.
Is this the last season?
I don't know.
We still have that sixth season.
Well, here's what I know. Here's what I know. Michael J. Fox was on Spin City.
Right.
Then he got sick.
Right.
When he came, when he started presenting with symptoms of the Alzheimer's.
Right.
Not Alzheimer's, the...
wasn't MS. What was
Parkinson's.
It? Parkinson's, yes.
Then he left the show, and Charlie Sheen stepped in.
Right.
To take over his role, and I think had one or two more seasons after that.
He was a pussy.
No, he was not, sir. He was just ill. How dare you?
By all accounts, he seems like the coolest guy in Hollywood.
He does, yeah.
One Fox?
Yeah.
Michael
J. Fox.
I'm looking forward to a later this season of Curb Your Enthusiasm because Larry's moving to New York for the summer, and apparently he sublets an apartment that is directly below Michael J. Fox. And he goes upstairs and complains there's a lot of shuffling going on the floor above his head. It's very distracting.
And you know why he moves to New York? Those of you that aren't watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's been great this season.
You're missing
it. It really has come back in a big, big way this year.
He's moving to New York for 3 months to get out of going to a charity party.
Because he told a guy that he was going to go to New York so he couldn't do his charity event.
And then the date changed.
The great,
said, I'm going to be gone for 3 months.
Michael McKean plays the guy who's trying to talk him into doing a special needs children's charity. And rather than just say no, he keeps lying and saying, I'm going to be in New York. So now he has to go to New York because he said he wouldn't. This guy busted him on his lie.
So good.
Very entertaining. Today's celebrity birthdays. Steve Carell, of course, made a big star on The Office. Now he's doing movies. 49 years old today. Timothy Hutton is 51. Madonna turns 53, as does Angela Bassett. Legendary film director. The director of the biggest two money-making movies of all time. Not a bad title to wear around your neck. He is 57 years old today. It's James Cameron. Kathy Lee Gifford and Frank Gifford both share a birthday today. She is 58 and a bitch. He is 81 and waiting for death.
Whose birthday is not going to get celebrated there?
Oh, can you imagine? He's like, it's my birthday too. Shut up!
Mine too.
Shut up and buy me some diamonds, Frank! Poor bastard. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show Wednesday morning, and all new program. We have girls addicted to sex.
What?
Yeah, it happens. This girl in England apparently needs it at least 4 times a day.
Oh, she's going to be busy.
At least. And if she doesn't get it 4 times a day, she gets cranky.
Doesn't he from the same fella? She has a boyfriend.
Or any fella do.
I don't know. She has a boyfriend. I'm not sure if she goes outside the home if she needs more.
Huh.
But we also have Death Cab for Cutie in studio. We're going to do some interview with them, some live music. Very excited about that. Death Cab for Cutie tomorrow morning. Rachel Nichols from Conan the Barbarian on tomorrow morning show. And also your tickets for our breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and BG.